She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Naturally Savvy, we like to give you alternatives to traditional medications. And boy, we are so excited to have the fantastic Dr. Michael Murray on the program. I just saw him on Dr. Oz talking about something similar, but he's going to introduce a brand new natural anti-inflammatory today. Hello, Dr. Murray. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, it's so great to have you on. So let's talk about this. Theracurmin. Is this something that has to do with curcumin?
Yes, curcumin is a yellow pigment of turmeric, and it has been shown to be one of the most potent natural anti-inflammatories in preclinical studies. The drawback with regular curcumin is that it is poorly absorbed. So Theracurmin is the most highly absorbed form of curcumin on the market, and as a result, people are getting better results with Theracurmin than any other form of curcumin.
Can you explain why this is better absorbed than other curcumin?
Yeah, the reason why regular curcumin powder is so poorly absorbed is, first, the crystals are very large, be like rock salt. And so the first step in making curcumin better absorbed is to reduce the particle size. The next issue with curcumin and why it's poorly absorbed is that it's poorly soluble in water. So the next step in improving the absorption of curcumin is to make sure that it is in a soluble form. And so the way Theracurmin is produced is that it is solubilized in a vegetable gum called gum gatti. Then it's run through a machine called a wet mill grinder. So while it's in solution, it gets reduced in its particle size by over 100 times. So the reduction in particle size and improved solubility means that the absorption of Theracurmin is far greater than any other form of curcumin on the market.
And who should be taking this?
Well, I think all of us can take advantage of the benefits that curcumin in this highly bioavailable form offers. I think there are four key supplements that I recommend to people. One, a high-potency multiple vitamin and mineral formula. Two, extra vitamin D, 2,000 to 5,000 IUs per day. Mm-hmm. Three, a good high-quality fish oil supplement. And next, we need to do something that helps prevent inflammation. And I think Theracurmin is a great choice. If someone already has some degree of inflammation in their body, sore, painful joints, maybe an elevated C-reactive protein, maybe they have a family history of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, all these conditions where inflammation plays an underlying role, then I think Theracurmin makes a really good choice to kind of put down that smoldering fire inside them.
You know, when we look at bottles, because I'm a huge fan of curcumin, and when you look at supplements, you'll see that they have different amounts of it. So some supplements might have 90 milligrams, others might have less. What is the actual, does that actually represent how much we're going to absorb? And I'm guessing you're going to say no, but I want to hear what you have to say. And also, how much should we be taking a day? Because I think that's the important thing, right? Because it is about the dosage and how much we should be taking.
Yeah, the benefit of any natural product or drug is based upon taking an effective dose. One of the problems with regular curcumin powder, as well as some of the other commercial forms, is that they are so poorly absorbed, we can't possibly take enough to raise the levels in the blood. Studies that have used regular curcumin powder have shown that 8, 10, 12 grams of that material taken at once doesn't have any significant impact on raising the blood levels. With the Theracurmin, there's only 30 milligrams in the regular strength per capsule. So 30 milligrams of curcumin is in this form really highly bioavailable, and it will raise the blood levels. The greater your dosage of the Theracurmin, we see a linear increase in the blood levels of curcumin, and that's an indication that this is a really good form of curcumin. Ultimately, the dosage is determined by the results from clinical studies, and there have been more double-blind, placebo-controlled studies done with Theracurmin compared to any other form of curcumin. So we have the clinical data that really provides the background on what is an effective dose. For general health, I recommend just the regular strength, one capsule twice a day. If someone has a fair amount of inflammation in their body, if they're dealing with some sort of inflammatory process, then they can use the double strength form, which is the 60 milligram per capsule dose, and they can take one or two capsules twice a day. So those are the dosage recommendations that that we give based upon the results from these published clinical trials.
You mentioned blood tests. Is there a way that we could get our blood tested for curcumin?
No. It's okay. At this point, it's pretty much just limited to research studies. Perhaps one day as curcumin grows in popularity, we'll see a commercially available test. I'm chuckling because if we look at tests now for omega-3 fatty acids in the blood, studies have shown that measuring omega-3 fatty acids is a more significant predictor of heart disease than high cholesterol levels or even a C-reactive protein test. So it's becoming very popular. Who would have thought a few years ago that testing for vitamin D would become so popular? Well, why is it so popular? Well, because we have this enormous body of scientific evidence that shows that making sure you have the proper level of vitamin D in your blood is very, very important. So I'm not ruling out the possibility that someday there will be a commercially available test for measuring curcumin to make sure people are getting the proper dosage. But as of right now, it's not commercially available.
Yeah, and I hope that day comes. I actually had my balance, my ratio between 3 and 6, omega 3 and 6 done, and I had my antioxidants tested recently, which I thought was really cool. It was a machine. I think it was on Dr. Oz too, and there was somebody here where I live who came to my house and tested it. So, I mean, that for me, I think, would be so amazing if they were able to, you know, test our blood or test somehow
It'll happen.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, one of the things that we've been doing with PGX, which is this revolutionary dietary fiber matrix to help people achieve and maintain their ideal body weight and control their blood sugar levels, is we've been doing 24-hour blood sugar measurements. Instead of just taking a fasting or after-meal blood sugar measurement, we can utilize technology that allows us to monitor a person's blood sugar levels over a 24-hour period. But I digress. We really want to focus on the theracurcumin. This is an advanced form of curcumin. Many of your listeners have probably heard of curcumin. It's a yellow pigment from turmeric. It has exceptional anti-inflammatory properties. Theracurcumin is the most highly bioavailable form, and you're going to get better results using theracurcumin compared to any other form on the market.
So before we leave, because we only have maybe 30 to 40 seconds left, people might be thinking, well, do I really need to take a supplement? Couldn't I get my curcumin or from my turmeric I'm eating, I'm using my spice at dinner?
Yeah, I think for general health, you can gain some benefits. But when you're talking about using curcumin as a medicinal agent, you really need to take it in the supplement form. That's going to lead to higher blood levels, and that's going to lead to really noticeable benefits.
Where could people find this product if they want to look into it?
Well, they can get it at their local health food stores. They can go and see a naturopathic physician or other nutritionally oriented physician. So the product is available out on the marketplace. And I will give a plug for my website. They can get more information on theracurcumin by going to drmurray.com, drmurray.com, drmurray.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on our show today, Dr. Murray. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep your inflammation down and stay well.